21. To whom did Jesus come? When Jesus came to the world, he did not come to the impersonal masses. He came to individuals, to me, to you. There have always been crowds to follow Jesus. From the first century till now, history is full of them. Multitudes who watch full of curiosity and amazement. There are a lot of good church people in the crowds, too. But the crowds remain largely oblivious to the deeper mission of Jesus to this earth. They are just like those you perhaps saw in your imagination, flocking out from your cities and towns and homes and workplaces. They are like the people bustling along beside me. They are unaware of the high truth that he came to teach men and women to become sons and daughters of his Father. Jesus did not come to amass great multitudes. He came to look you and me in the eye. We are all part of the impersonal throng, until that fateful, defining crossroads when he pauses, looks around, and his eyes lock into ours. In that instant, the mission of Jesus to earth reaches its first climax. For suddenly it has become a mission, not to the masses, not to the universe, but a mission to you. Come, he says, I want you to follow me. When the swarm parts, and those eyes of love and authority deliver their divine invitation and command, from that moment, the gospel account becomes a very personal story. You and I are no longer bystanders, curiosity seekers, observers worrying about when or where we will eat lunch, or wondering what will become of our schedules and plans, our previous priorities and lifestyle. None of those things matter now. We have been called. His eyes have sought ours, found them, penetrated into the depths of motive and will and life priority, and he says, come. No more will we follow at a distance. We have been invited into his circle, invited to listen, invited to share, invited to question. We have been beckoned into the inner sanctum of his presence. You and I have been summoned to become the 13th disciple in that select company at the nucleus of the multitude. Henceforth, when he speaks, he is speaking to us, to you and me. He has invited us to share intimacy with him, so that he might tell us of his mission, and so that we might participate in it. You men, and I include myself, he has called you, not to manhood, but to become sons. You women, he has called you, not to womanhood, but to become daughters, sons and daughters of obedience. From Jesus, an Obedient Son by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase Jesus, an Obedient Son, and other books by Michael Phillips.